So you want to control your mind. Because if you don't control your mind is going to be controlled by past performance or outside conditions, which are usually from the past anyway. So let's show you how fast this works. You're going to be learning three methods today. The first is what we call instant intervention. The second is ending the trance dance. And the third is engaging energy. What kind of energy are you, attempting to or creating change in your life with? It's going to be really revealing. So, let's dive into instant intervention. This is method number one. I was sitting with a friend of mine the other day, and he goes, "I'm upset." And I'm like, "Oh, really? What are you upset about?" Yeah, that's what most people say. He goes, "I'm upset because yesterday my wife..." Well, wow, that's pretty interesting. I'm upset. I'm upset about something that happened yesterday. Instantly, whenever you say, "I am upset," "I am fearful," "I am afraid," "I'm doubtful," you have just created your identity around that statement. Okay? Watch how fast this can shift. We're only 1 minute and 7 seconds into this recording. So I told him, I said, "Hold on. Say this a little bit differently, just for me. Let's have some fun with this. I want you to say, 'That upset me.'" He goes, "Yeah, that upset me." And you could watch the change in his body immediately. Because when you go from "I'm upset," an identity statement, bringing it into the present, to "That upset me," it shifts it into the past and makes it separate from you. "That," something outside of me, "upset me." That creates a very different reality inside your mind than "I am upset." That's how fast the mind works. So literally, instant intervention. This is fast stuff. "I am upset." Whenever you find yourself doing that, "I'm fearful," "I'm afraid," "I'm doubtful," "I hope." Okay, when you find those things going on inside your mind and coming out of your lips even, stop. Shift it to "That upset me. That was upsetting to me." Yeah, that moves it immediately outside of you and into the past. And the third little step here, this is fast stuff. "I am now," and listen to this closely. I'm going to use three states here. You can pick your own or else you can take mine. Please do. "I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful." Yeah, I am. I am now confident. I'm now resourceful. And I'm peacefully powerful and present. Done. "I am now" implies, who's in control? Okay, I am in control. Because now I choose to be confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. Done. Present moment. You see, It's sort of like being dished up a meal, okay? Whenever you're given a meal, if somebody comes in to give you a plate that's full of food and you don't want it, but you still eat it, it's going to eat at you, okay? In other words, that's what he was doing at first. "I'm upset about what my wife did yesterday. I'm upset about the way I responded to it." There's two variations there. We're introducing you to some of the advanced stuff real quick. "I'm upset about something that happened, something that I did." Okay, "I'm afraid because of something that happened or something that might happen." Oh, it might happen again. We'll project that into the future now, right? Hold on. Stop. Step number two. "That upset me. That was upsetting me. But now, I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. Let's get on with our day." That's how fast instant intervention works. And the reason you want to use this is because scientists have proven that inside the mind, visual and kinesthetic, in other words, pictures or movies and feelings, are the fastest things that get processed through the mind. What gets processed the slowest is words. Literally, they've determined that the nerves that come off the eye are at least 20 times faster than the auditory or the word nerves. Okay, when you hear something or when you think in words, visual is 20 times faster than words. Okay? Current research states this. I find it fascinating when it comes to changing your reality. So, when we have an upset, we want to slow it down. "I am upset." We slow it down so we can process it because, okay? And since it's in that slow form, we're going to use words to change it at first. And again, we take it from present tense singular, "I am upset," "I am at one with being upset," to, "That upset me. That is now something outside of you. In the past, and it upset you. That was upsetting to me. Again, past tense verbs. And the third step, I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. Now, we're going to give you a peek into some of the advanced stuff that's later in the recording, because it's important that you get this tool. Why do I use three things? I use three things with I am now. I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. I use those because there's something about the stableness of the number three in physical reality as well as inside your mind. Think about this. You know, there's a table right next to me right now, and it has three legs. It's a very simple table with three legs. It's very stable. My floor is a little crooked. We live in a little mud brick home. It's beautiful, and it's got this brick floor that's not all even, right? It's very simply done. It's a very simple, beautiful home. And this three-legged stool is much more stable than a four-legged stool, because a four-legged stool on the floor would rock and teeter and would have to put something underneath it to make sure all four legs are stable. But a three-legged stool is very stable. Think about this. If I take four chopsticks, or five chopsticks, or 1,000 let's just do four. If I take four chopsticks and I connect them together so that they form a square, it's going to be very unstable. If I take little twist ties or tape and tape the ends of the chopsticks together so I've got four, it's not all that stable. It's a square, and a square is not stable. If I put two of them together, I've just got a longer stick or a thicker stick. But putting three together, putting three chopsticks together, forms a triangle. And a triangle is the most stable structure in physical reality and inside your mind, from what I can tell. That's why we say I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. We want to have three things in there when we're working with auditory, and it just cements it in. And cementing in confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful is very, very, very powerful. So, how does this work? Again, what's very, very simple here, I want you to get this. Whenever you say, I am upset, I am limited, I am, you know, what we're doing is we're making present with I am language something that's outside of us or something from the past. And when we shift to that upset me, we've just distanced ourselves from it. That upset me. That was upsetting to me. And again, I am now confident, resourceful, and peacefully powerful. Now, there's two more methods that you'll learn in the complete recording, and I'm going to give you a peek into them. The first one is, when I was working with a lady one day, and she goes, I'm terrified of spiders. And I said, are you terrified of spiders now? And instantly, she started to move around a little bit. Well, no. I said, well, why not? And she goes, well, there's no spider here. And I ask her, when are you afraid of spiders? Now, here's the key. There's a couple more steps to that process that we can't get into real fast. But there's something very special about what I've just shared with you, and it's this. Whenever you get, I am afraid of spiders, okay, she's making it present tense even when there's no spider there. She's bringing tension to the present moment. And whenever we start to get her to help identify exactly when she's afraid of spiders, she gets to notice, yeah, maybe the reaction to a real spider instead of an imagined one is useful. And we'll get more to that later. But the third bit that you're going to learn in the complete recording, I want you to get this because this is really, really important. The third bit is this. We have this process that's called engage and energize. Engage and energize invites you to notice precisely the words and the energy that you're using in your daily life. The words that I've noticed that almost seem to repel what you want are words like this. Well, I'm wishing that this would happen. I would like to do this. Well, I want to do that, or I want this. That puts it out in the future. Well, I'm wishing that this would happen. No, stop wishing. Okay? I want... Yeah, well, I know you want it. Well, I would like to. Well, I would like to, again, makes it conditional and puts it out in the future. And we're going to show you a very unique combination of words. Again, it's important if we're working at this auditory level to use very precise words to create the space for the vision to be able to grab a hold of you and to do what it needs to do. So, I hope you've enjoyed this tiny little sample. If you have the complete recording, keep listening because we're going to go for about another 20 to 30 minutes. And I thank you. You can get the complete recording, by the way, at freeneville.com. And you'll see Create the State is what this recording is called. Create the State. You can get the rest of it at freeneville.com. See ya.